Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, our series أسماء الحسنى Blessed Names of Allah عز وجل And in this episode Again, we are going to mention a beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try and explain it in light of what the ulama have written. The name that we're going to hear about today is Al-Ba'ith. Alif Lam, Ba, Alif, Ain, and Tha. Al-Ba'ith. This name has come in the Hadith collection, also in the Quran in terms of its root words. So, words with the similar root words have appeared many times in the Quran as we'll hear. First of all, what's the meaning of ba'ith? The ulama have explained that ba'ith, this comes from the word ba'ath, and the meaning of ba'ath is to resurrect people, resurrect the dead. And the second meaning is to send, irsal. Both these things have been discussed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the dead, will resurrect the dead, and he's also mentioned how he has sent the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam to the people. And the word used for that is Mab'uth, sending the Anbiya alayhim salam. So first of all, in Surah Hajj, verse 7, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَن فِي الْقُبُورِ And indeed Allah will resurrect those who are in the graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect them on the Day of Judgment. And in various parts of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this as well. If you look at the Meccan surahs, the Makki surahs, we will see that in the Makki surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us towards a few beliefs, aqaid. Why? Because the disbelievers of Makkah at that time, they would worship idols. They were polytheists. And Allah Azza wa Jal warned them about this mistake and declared this as shirk in many parts of the Quran. And then not only has he mentioned these aqaid, he's mentioned dara'il proofs regarding these aqaid as well. The second foundational aqidah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Makkan surahs, that is about resurrection. The dead, the deceased being raised on the Day of Judgment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them. Now, because the mushrikun, because the kuffar of Makkah, they were mushrikun, they had another firm thing in their mind, a belief that was firmly embedded in their mind, and that is that we only live in this world. Verse 37, it says, In hiya illa hayatuna dunya, this is the quote of the disbelievers, In hiya illa hayatuna dunya, namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu bimab'uthin. That this worldly life is the only life. There's nothing except this worldly life. Namutu wa nahya, we will live, we will die, and we will not be raised. This is what they said. This was their aqidah. We will not be raised again. And in the Quran, we're told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly that when you were nothing, Allah jalla wa ala then created you from a drop of semen, drop of water. He gave you life. He made you into this adult, this human being. Now he created you from nothing. You were non-existent, you came into existence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who raised you, who created you from nothing, not have the power to do so again? That when you will die, you'll become nothing. Can he not resurrect you again? Of course he can. So the Lord who is powerful enough, Qadir, to turn a barren land into a lush green land, he can also do so with humans as well. Even after they've died, they've finished, he can raise them again on the Day of Judgment. And from a rational point of view as well, it's important to believe in this, that we will be raised. Why? Because in the world, just ponder for a moment, in the world there could be a person who is very oppressive. He's a tyrant, he's an oppressor, and he's violating the rights of other people. He's not fulfilling their rights, he's violating them, he's harming them in various ways. sometimes the mazloom, the oppressed person, his right is given in the end. This case is raised and the oppressor is taken to task, is punished, etc. Sometimes it happens. But on a lot of occasions, this is evident, this is seen as well, on a lot of occasions, the zalim seemingly gets away with it. He uses his wealth, he uses his worldly status or power or rank to get away with it, continues doing wrong to others, oppressing others. And in the world, the mazloom is not able to attain their right. Now, most definitely, Allah Jalla wa Ala, His Zat is Adl, is just. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Hakim, Hakim, the All-Wise, the one whose decision is the best, and none of His works are free from wisdom. So there should be a world or a place where those who are not giving justice in this world will be given justice there. Rationally, you have to believe in this. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is Adil, He will carry out this justice. He will serve this justice in the hereafter when people will be raised on the day of judgment and they will be taken to task for their wrongdoings. So this is why one of the names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Al-Ba'ith, the one who resurrects, the one who raises, the one who revives the dead, and He will do so. And the Bani Israel, their incident is in the Quran. They were very blasphemous in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That when Musa alayhi salam took them to Mount Tur to converse with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they said, look at their request, look at what they demanded rather. They said that we will not embrace faith in Musa alayhi salam until we see Allah with our own eyes, that Allah shows Himself to us. Allahu Akbar. What did Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala do? He gave them death. And then the Quran says, Surah Baqarah verse 56, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Then we raised you after your death, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that perhaps you may be grateful. So the Bani Israel were dead, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala raised them. Why? So that perhaps they may be grateful. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ. So this is used in the Quran. So this was the first meaning of Al-Ba'ith. The second meaning of Al-Ba'ith is to send the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Al-Ba'ith means irsal, sending a messenger. Now the kuffar of Makkah, they had this belief that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not sent anyone. No human was sent for the guidance of people. They didn't believe this. They outright rejected it. And they considered this to be impossible. And how can it be possible for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to send revelation upon a human being? So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala replied and said, ask those people before you who are from the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab, ask them. They will even tell you that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent messengers. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhim salam, and He will send the final messenger as well. Ask them about this. You've seen many places, many valleys, many locations, and you've seen where the punishment of Allah descended. We know in the previous nations, when disobedience reached its height, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent mass punishment. The whole communities were destroyed. And those signs are still there. They're preserved. We can go and see it. And the kuffar could see it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying that you've been to all these places. You've seen how certain nations would carve palaces and mansions into mountains. But what was their ending? What happened in the end? They felt that they were mighty, they were powerful, they were arrogant. But Allah destroyed them in the end. The nation of Ad, the nation of Thamud, the nation of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, various other nations as well. You know about the camel, the she-camel of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam. So you're rejecting this notion, this belief that Allah Jalla wa Ala grants revelation, sends revelation to a Prophet alayhi salam who comes into the world in human form to guide people. This is without dalil. This rejection is without dalil. And since you are rejecting the previous Anbiya alayhi salam and messengers, you're making that a basis to reject this Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well, which is completely wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in so many maqamat, He mentions, for example, in Surah Yunus, verse 74, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رُسُولًا. Then we sent many messengers after Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Jalla wa Ala says about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That indeed Allah favored the believers when He sent to them a messenger from amongst themselves. Allahu Akbar. And the word that is used here, that is ba'atha. Ba'atha The same root words as Ba'ith, Allah's name, Ba'ith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent amongst people, amongst the believers. And this was a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the reason, the hikmah behind mentioning the sending of the messengers in various parts of the Quran. That since the disbelievers of Makkah, they rejected this belief, they did not agree with it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in various places, numerously. That you are wrong, O disbelievers. We have sent messengers. We've sent messenger after messenger. So, we cover two meanings of Al-Ba'ith. One is resurrecting the deceased, and the other is sending the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. These meanings apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His name Al-Ba'ith. We learn, and we've heard in many episodes as well, that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have certain requirements which we need to implement in our life. And we need to follow these blessed names and implement the requirements of these names in our life. What is the requirement of this name, Al-Ba'ith? Listen carefully. The first thing is that Al-Ba'ith means the one who is resurrect the dead. So we have to have this aqidah firmly in our mind. It has to be embedded in our hearts and mind. It has to be strong and rasikh in our mind. That no matter what, we will be resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in Surah Baqarah, the second surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks at the beginning of this surah, the first few verses in fact, about the muttaqeen, the righteous, the pious. And what does he say regarding them, regarding their quality? وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they have certainty regarding the akhirah. They have certainty in this belief that they will be raised in the akhirah. This is Surah Baqarah, verse 4. So the first hukam, the first requirement, that we strengthen this aqidah that we will be raised. And inshallah, when this is strengthened, this will be the foundation of our iman. This will strengthen our iman as well. And remember, the one who rejects the aqidah of resurrection, meaning that we will die and then we will be raised, he doesn't believe in that, he is not a Muslim. This is a fundamental belief. It takes one out of the fold of Islam. So we learn from this, someone can believe in Allah, believe in the messengers, believe in the revealed scriptures, the kutub, believe in the angels, alayhi wasalam, believe in good and bad destiny. But if he rejects this belief of resurrection, this particular belief of being resurrected after dying, then all of those other previous beliefs that he had will not benefit him. He is not even a Muslim, because he rejects a core belief of Islam, and that is resurrection. And the Kuffar of Makkah, they did not believe in this. They hated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this reason, because he would propagate this teaching. They would come to his court, his blessed court, and ma'adallah, mock and taunt. As bin Wa'il, the unfortunate, he once came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and placed an old piece of bone. And when he had disintegrated it, he said, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect this bone? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect it, and you will see that your place is in the fire of hell. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has declared him a denizen of the hellfire. And the Quranic ayah was revealed that As bin Wa'il says that when I die, will I be resurrected? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, verse 67, does a person, does insan not remember, does he not know that who created him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created him when he was nothing. The second benefit is that when this aqidah is strong, the aqidah of being raised in the hereafter, then a person will feel safe. A person will gain protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will feel safe in the world. And think of it like this, a zalim, an oppressor, he continues to do zulm because he feels nobody is going to take revenge. Nobody is going to take him to task for this. So he continues doing that. If he felt that there is someone to take revenge, or if he had this aqidah strongly in his mind that he has to answer for it, then he wouldn't do that. But this aqidah is not strong. If he's a believer, ma'azallah, and he's oppressing someone, then this aqidah isn't strong, the aqidah of akhirah, being raised in the akhirah and answering. But the Muslim who is on the receiving end of that zulm, of that oppression, when he knows this aqidah, he has this aqidah in his heart and mind and is strongly embedded, then he believes and he thinks to himself that, look, in this world, if someone oppresses me, then I know there will come a day when there will be me and there will be the perpetrator. My Lord will decide. And my Lord is the most just. So this is why his aqidah is strong. And he doesn't feel overly disheartened. Yes, in the first place, he doesn't want harm to reach him. But if it does, if he's oppressed, and bazahir, outwardly, it seems like he cannot take his right from that person, then he knows and this comforts him that in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will decide between them. And he will ask for his right from that person. So this is why the aqidah of the akhirah has to be very strong in our heart. When this aqidah of the akhirah is strong in the heart and mind, then inshallah a person will incline towards the hereafter. He will do righteous deeds, he will do good deeds, he will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he knows there will come a time, this short-lived life, it will be over very soon. 60 years, 70 years, max 100 years, it'll be over. And there the eternal life, I want to work for that. I want to work for the akhirah. I want to do as much good deeds as possible. I want to put myself in the best position possible. This is why we must focus on the akhirah. So Al-Ba'ith, this was the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we covered today. We had two meanings mentioned. One meaning was Allah will resurrect the dead. The second meaning was He sent the Anbiya alayhi salam. May Allah Jalla wa ala enable us to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.